we're off over the weekend, but Monday we'll plan on doing a more detailed look at Thessalonica under the microscope and try and, you know, and if details bother you, this probably would bother you then, but, you know, you can trust that somebody told you the gospel, but, you know, you're trusting that person too then, that they told you the truth about the gospel. You need to find out how it can be true. You know, if they're telling you that you got to keep the law, you got to tithe and do all this to be saved, you want to find out if that's true. That's not been rightly divided as it should have been. It should be divided away from what you believe. You should believe what your apostle tells you, and your apostle is not Peter or any of Israel's 12 apostles. They're Israel's. Believe the apostle of the Gentiles, the one, the singular apostle, the only apostle of the Gentiles that Christ sent to us. And that's Paul and his 13 epistles, Romans through Philemon. In there you find our gospel. And that's the only place you will find our gospel. But you won't find anybody being saved by Israel's gospel in this time period. If you want to be saved, that's where you got to go. You got to go to Paul.